Christopher Media. Eminem, question everything.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
You don't know. You're the first one that's ever got that. I say it all the time. Brianna's like, what?
King of the Hill references.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
You won't find those on any other podcast.
Eminem, question everything. On iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Hey, what's going on?
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo! What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boy.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
Did you listen to the P.O.D.cast today?
About Stevie Wonder?
There's a Stevie Wonder truther movement out there.
Yeah.
We are officially up our own ass as a society. It's all over.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
People think Stevie Wonder are faking being blind, and they're out to prove it.
Wow.
This is an actual group of cohesive people that think that they're donating time to this movement.
Wow, they think
Stevie Wonder can see, and he's putting everybody on. And I'm like,
they think it's one big giant lie.
So what? Like, even if he was, I would be like, hey, hats off to you. That was great. You just played the most amazing practical joke on the nation. By the way, you still have one of the most amazing catalogs of any artist alive or dead.
Right.
So what the fuck does it matter?
Yeah.
Is that still going to change that this happened?
Fuck no.
No. It's
not whatsoever.
It's not going to undo this recording.
No. I mean, when I listen to Jeff Healey, I'm like, that motherfucker's blind. That's why he plays Slide. You know? He can't find the keys, but this guy.
Like, that was just one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard. And I was just like, wow. Like, I'm now going, what is happening to us? What is going on out there?
People
what?
Have nothing else better to do. Obviously.
Like, wrap your brain around that. There was a Stevie Wonder truther movement.
People,
just
get
think
a life.
About that.
Just stop. Stop doing that. Just quit doing this process. It's not worth it.
What do you stand to gain from proving that Stevie Wonder is putting us all on?
Of all the places left in the universe to explore, of all of the... There's so many things, so many unsolved mysteries that we could uncover.
Right. Jimmy Hoffa.
Problems that we could solve. And yet people cannot sleep at night
because
thinking that this guy has been putting it over on us for 60 fucking years.
Look at that.
With his fucking glasses
fucking
slot.
Guy, fucking liar.
Looking at us the whole time. He knew we fucking...
He's holding that harmonica backwards.
Yeah, he knew that.
He's doing that on purpose. They'll buy it.
Oh, but it's like there's detailed stories of him running around Motown. Like, yeah, because a person learns to navigate.
When one sense goes away, another one picks up.
Have you heard about the guy who bikes? He's a blind guy who rides around his bike and like trails and shit.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Dang.
That'll be funny to you when you edit and you hear it back.
Because
you just stated something pretty much super obvious. You're like, do you hear about the bike guy who rides his bike around on trails?
Yes.
You don't say.
So
that's so crazy.
He echolocates. He does this little clicking thing with his tongue. And that's how he senses the environment around him. And he like does not crash into trees.
I think I've seen a video on that guy.
Yeah.
But proving that he's putting us on doesn't stop that this happened.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, that was his gimmick. You got us, Stevie. You made great-ass music.
Right.
Sorry. I'm not gonna...
And the flip side of that. Look, okay, did Michael Jackson molest kids? I don't fucking know. Does it change any of the music that he's made? No. No, I still listen to Beat It and go, that's fucking badass bass line.
Yeah.
You know, even though it was a machine.
But I mean, that's that album too, you have to also realize, once again, we talk about uncredited people, that album's half Quincy Jones, half Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Quincy Jones sat and mixed songs for, I believe he said, each song, he spent a week mixing each song.
Dang.
For that album. Because he wanted, it was like his quest to make the perfect album. And he fucking pretty much did.
He did. Yeah, Everyone bought it. Everybody owned a copy. Everyone and their grandma owned a copy of Thriller.
Right.
Oh, man. What do I pick? What? There's so many of them.
I don't know.
Oh, I know what I could. It's one you don't hear a lot, but if you listen to the band on it, like, they're jamming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the band, like, that's tight groove.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard enough of the other ones. This is what, this is side B, or is this side A?
No,
for the longest time, I thought the album was two different. Yeah, I had a flip because I had the picture disc.
Oh, nice.
I thought the album started on Beat It.
Yeah.
And then, and I thought Thriller was the last track on the album. No. It made sense to me. I'm like, album's called Thriller. It ends with Thriller. Yeah, and you go out on your high note, right?
Right.
This is my logic when I'm 5 and 6. Because I had the Fisher Price record player.
What is the opening track? I can't remember.
You want to be starting something.
Oh,
which
okay.
makes sense if you think about Quincy Jones. I mean,
yeah, right?
Yeah, so this is track 2 because this was right after it. So no, this is an A-side single. Or when the single is just A-side song. This was like, I don't know, when you, even now, when you mix, when you track order, it's, you're putting your, like, I don't know, I think you got to make a strong impression right away because you're losing them real quick.
Yeah. I think, and I'm a big fan of Quincy Jones and being a recording engineer myself. And if I think a lot of the finer points of these recordings are lost just hearing them out of all different kinds of speakers and not really in stereo sometimes even. But put on a pair of headphones and listen to some of these tracks. And just there's little decisions that he makes about where to place the percussion, but it's exactly there. Like, you could reach out and grab that cowbell when it comes, and you're like, oh, he's right there. You know, he's just to my right here.
Also in my 5-year-old brain.
Yeah.
This is the side of the record that I thought was the A side, because it has the writing on it as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, that's...
You had that picture disc, though, huh? Where'd you get hooked up with that?
I got it for my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like 5 years old.
Damn.
I just heard that synth over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's crazy, because it's just stereo, but that synth sounds like it's coming from behind your right ear.
Right.
Right? And... It's a crazy thing. Like, the cowbell is all the way on the right side. The synth is all the way on the right side. But the cowbell sounds in front right. And the synth sounds like it's in the rear of the right side. Which is not an easy thing to do.
Just like this song. It sounds like it's all up in front.
Yeah. Well, there's the stereo percussion going on, too. We're really, we're crawling up our own asses on the production.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome.
We're crawling up Quincy Jones' ass.
Yeah.
We're raving about Thriller and all we can talk about is Quincy Jones.
Hey.
He's got, I want the Quincy Jones headphones, man. He's got, I think they're like $500. Well, no, there's like even a more expensive one. There's like $1,000 or $1,400 pair of headphones.
Who makes those?
Damn it. AKG?
AKG?
It's AKG or Sennheiser. I can't remember now. It's AKG. Yeah, they do the Quincy Jones ones.
That's cool.
Hey, don't be looking at me.
Don't look at Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones ain't gonna help you. Get your ass out.
There you go.
All right, so we'll hit the news then, yeah?
Hit it.
All right, time for Bong Hits. I don't fucking remember. I'm high. The news. Do the fucking news.
All right. Dateline Colorado. Once again. A lot of shit that we talked about with Ricardo yesterday. So I got some clarification, actually, on medical marijuana. Some interesting stats that you might appreciate because we were talking about that earlier. Another thing, though, first that we were talking about was the lawsuits that were happening in Colorado. And one that we had mentioned before was from the Safe Streets Alliance. and they, I guess they dropped their case against a bank in Colorado, Bank of the West, because they had, well, they had a customer who was, he was in the marijuana industry in some form. I don't know if he owned, if he owned the shops or whatever. So they dropped the lawsuit against the bank because the bank dropped the customer. Like, basically, they got news of the lawsuit, and they're like, what the fuck? I'm not even sure if they were aware that they had a customer who was in the marijuana business. And dropped, so they, you know, dropped that guy as a customer. And it's just interesting that, like, nobody seems to really think that these lawsuits are going to go anywhere. But there's, that doesn't mean that they can't have negative consequences, or if you're, I guess, the people suing, positive consequences. It's basically just bullying. It's making sure that not only does this bank drop this customer, but that no banks are willing to take on additional customers that might be involved in something that is still illegal federally. And part of the Safe Streets Alliance lawsuit, they're teaming up with New Vision, which is a company that owns hotel chains, and they were concerned that some of these marijuana shops were opening up near their hotels, and the the pungent,
right next to the liquor store,
right? Yeah,
perfect.
The pungent, one foul less stop. Odors, the undesirable visitors, increase in crime and traffic. These were their concerns.
I've been in neighborhoods in Brooklyn where guys are passed out in the fucking door of the liquor store begging for a bottle of booze.
Dang.
And reducing property values, they also claim. That's what's going to happen from having marijuana shops near your hotel.
Yeah. We're all going to die.
Yep.
But there's some numbers on medical marijuana and recreational marijuana from Colorado. They have the 2014 stats in. And it was interesting because Chris, you had brought up, like, basically, why is there even medical marijuana, and is it going to, how long is it going to last?
Mm-hmm.
Well, out of the $699 million that were taken in tax dollars from both medical and recreational marijuana, $386 of that was from medical, and $313 of that was from recreational. So it was still pulling in more money. Not only that, there were 17 tons of recreational marijuana grown last year in Colorado. There were 50 tons grown for medical marijuana purposes.
Dang.
So
they're saying we ain't getting rid of this.
It's right. Almost three times as big.
Yeah.
And it. So
that's why it's cheaper. They're moving weight.
Yeah.
Right. They're still bringing in more money, even though, and selling way more. 300,000 plants per month were grown for medicinal purposes versus 25 plants per month.
Wow.
For recreational.
It's a lot of hooch.
Also, I read on Colorado Public Radio, they had on their website an interesting story, and it was talking about marijuana and ties to the marijuana industry in Colorado, actually to the arts.
Okay.
And I guess this is something that is coming up soon. They're doing a stage play version of Reefer Madness.
All right.
But it's a total, like, tongue-in-cheek version, apparently. They have a little picture of a guy who was playing. What's the one guy who always smokes with his hand cupped around it and puffs like a maniac?
Oh, yeah. He was the fiend. He can have enough.
They show a picture of that guy, and he's like puffing on one joint with, like, his eyes all bugging out and this big-ass smile, and then he's got, like, three other joints in his other hand.
Oh, geez.
All at the same time.
I don't do drugs, though.
So another thing that they had in this article, what was that Paul Thomas Anderson movie that came out?
You mean the pretentious one?
Yeah, the one that Chris thinks that would be the worst movie in the world.
Was it the Grand Budapest Hotel?
No, that's not Paul Thomas Anderson.
That's Wes Anderson.
No, the one with Inherent Vice. That one.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
With Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin. Yes. So, for the premiere of Inherent Vice, Paul Thomas Anderson and 25 lucky winners rode around on a bus smoking pot and eating chocolate-covered bananas.
Wow.
Which,
while listening to this?
No, but that they were. I'm sure they were dreaming on a cloud.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
My favorite one out of these examples in this story, though, is one of the first organizations to team up with the marijuana industry to raise money was the symphony, and they did a three-part series called Classically Cannabis, and they raised over $250,000 for the symphony.
Wow.
Through these, it was a series of chamber music events, and somehow they had some kind of, I don't know, maybe they did some Bob Marley covers or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but one of the patrons of the symphony, Kristen Bernard, was upset and wrote a letter to the symphony saying that, she's upset that it was normalizing marijuana, right? This is her quote. It's normalizing marijuana to a whole new audience, especially young people, right? Because kids go crazy for the symphony, especially chamber music. I mean, that's their shit.
Right. You know, that's, they don't listen.
Well, they call it chamber core now.
Yeah.
But they get all dressed up with, like, you know, they spike their hair up and put on lots of eye makeup.
Oh, nice.
Play the cello.
I could see that.
Doing some Marilyn Manson covers.
The good news is you're fired.
Yeah.
Can we just give her money back? You don't need to be a patron of this anymore. Well, she goes on to say, the arts are just such a beautiful and amazing sort of natural high. So they don't really need to do all that. Okay.
What the hell?
Sure, but, you know, there's a lot of great albums that sound even more amazing when you're high. Does it need it? No. Does it call for it every once in a while? Absolutely.
Yes.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
So another place where marijuana is legal, unlike here, unfortunately, Alaska.
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 Well, that's racist. Sorry.
And there's been a lot of pushback still from the conservatives in Alaska. A lot of them kind of pointing at they're saying that the reason that legalizing marijuana is a bad idea in Alaska is that it's allowing the federal government to stick their nose in your business, right? So they're trying to kind of appeal to Alaskans in general who, I mean, let's face it, that's the whole reason why they're up there. They don't completely trust the U.S., and they'd rather the feds stay as far down as possible and away from them. So that, you know, they won't realize that they're on America's Most Wanted or, you know, had pulled a Hornberger or something. But
we'll go with the theme this week.
Nice.
And one of the communities that's pushing against marijuana legalization actually saying that there's not going to be, they're not going to allow any shops to open up to sell marijuana in the city is Unalaska. Which.
Unalaska? That's the. Wait.
Right.
That says all you need to know about who's in charge up there.
Right.
I swear to God. So
the guy who's only drunk 4 days of the week gets to be in charge.
Never heard of it before, but apparently after looking up. So you know how there's that little chain of islands that kind of hooks down off of, mm-hmm. Kind of like a metal guy's beard when they,
yeah,
you know, when they,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like the lead singer from System of a Down.
Yeah. He has a little like long braided thing that comes off. So it's got that little goatee that comes off of it. You know, probably that's where you can see Russia from. And there's this little state, or a city in Alaska, in this little bay area on one of those islands, and that's what it's called. It's called Unalaska.
Nice.
Unalaska. Unalaska. Well, how would you pronounce it?
Well, I don't want to be in Alaska. What you want to call it? Let's call it Unalaska.
Unalaska.
I don't want.
That's not it. That's
no. It starts with I don't want to be part of the U.S. I don't even want to be part of this state.
Yeah, Unalaska, and we live in Un-America.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't think they're Southern, but.
Yeah, when did they become Southern?
That's their internal dialogue. That's how that comes off to me.
Yeah, that's good. They have one Southern voice on one shoulder and one Yankee voice on the other.
Yeah.
It's like the devil and the angel telling them shit in their ears.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
Damn, you're making cannabis fly.
Making it rain.
Making it rain.
I'll say that's not exactly making rain, but I bet you Kanye has a name for that.
It's probably something probably stupid.
Throws weed up in the air.
Kanye.
Good old Yeezus.
He calls it Yeezing.
Yeezing. That'd be hilarious.
Throwing weed up in the air. I'm Yeezing.
Another news story that caught my attention, not for the main subject of it, for something anecdotal, like the fact that there's a city named Unalaska. It was about this. There's a minister. Boston minister allegedly shoots teen in the head over marijuana dispute. This is impeachment.
Hey, this shit is short.
Wow, stop yelling.
Whoa.
Look at the square that you create. Oh, it disappeared. You like created this block on the screen.
Sorry.
So this is in People magazine. This is how they report on marijuana. You know, it's still like tied to crimes in their minds. Boston minister allegedly shoots teen. The interesting part is, isn't this the dad from Friday? That's
you don't
your
want
ass,
to go
Mr. Postman.
With that square in the middle of his face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You're like, hey, isn't it this guy? It's covering his face. Oh, shit.
There he is.
Oh,
yeah, it does look like him.
It is. It's oh man.
What's his name?
God damn it. John.
Snoop Doggy Dogg better get a jobby job.
Yeah.
It was the same guy who was in the Snoop Dogg video, right?
John Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, this minister was running a drug ring, and he had these kids working for him, and the 17-year-old kid ripped him off, and he tried to He shot him in the back of the head, like execution style.
Holy cow.
Right. And the kid lived.
Ain't nothing in his house.
Yes.
This is the dispute that started the whole thing.
There he is.
This is how it started.
This is the actual recording.
Time. I come in the kitchen. You in the kitchen.
Dude, and I hate the mouth noises.
Yeah.
He's licking his fingers the whole time.
All the chicken. All the pig's feet. My mashed potatoes. That little gravy I like. Them biscuits I can sop that gravy in. You ate all it up. You drink up all the milk. Don't care what kind of milk it is. You don't care. 2%, 3% buttermilk, patent milk. Pull a cow in a patent milk can. I bet you eat that too. What's wrong with you? I'm hiding my grapes. You go eat up all my grapes. Now, when I went to bed last night, didn't I tell you to take out the trash? Yeah. So why don't you do it?
How can anybody eat grapes so messy and like be licking their fingers? You grape, you pop it into your mouth and you're done.
Hey!
He makes a meal out of each grape.
Right.
I'm throwing this away. We ain't even got no milk.
Pour some damn water.
You better eat that damn cereal. You ain't got no damn milk. I ain't got, I bet you. Coming up, we didn't have milk, cereal, a bowl to eat in, spoon, fork, knife, no napkins or nothing. You do like this. What mouth with your hand like that? You ever do that? No. Have you ever had government cheese? Craig, government cheese, you had some?
No.
Thick, stinking government cheese. Couldn't take a dump for 2 weeks. If you eat it on the 4th of July, by the 18th, everybody in the whole neighborhood trying to get to the bathrooms. I want to eat some of them chitlin. I love pig feet. The barbecue pig feet were gone. You got grease all over your damn mouth. I had a sweet potato pie in there. You ate the whole pie. Left me that little plastic thing there.
you ain't got no damn milk. Hey, you're funny. You're my boy.
Such a classic
moment. You remind me of my granddaddy. You know what your problem is? You think money grows on trees. Just go ahead, pick you $400 or $500 and go off and just dance and eat chicken.
I don't remember it being this long.
Yeah, this is like the fucking extended director's cut.
You know what I mean? Stinking dog. Yeah. I got a catch to fill that big ass bowl you got there, boy. 45, 50 dogs. Stinking nasty dog and 12 of them little stinking things they call a chihuahua. You better put some water on that shit, boy.
All right, I eat it.
Hey! And it's in the take salad the bowl. Front,
son. Yeah. The big ass spoon. That is a huge ass bowl.
Dude, I knew a couple of cats in high school that played football, and they would eat cereal like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
In the fucking salad bowl with the big fucking wooden spoon.
Is that like a whole box, like pretty much?
They would get a whole box down on themselves a piece. Yeah.
Wow.
There's certain cereals I could do that with. Cinnamon Toast Crunch every time. I could take down an entire box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch in one sitting if I really tried with the right weed and the right determination.
We put weed in there too.
Yep.
Yeah. All day long, my foot up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass.
And then he shot his kid. The kid.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the.
Yeah, this is the news.
Yeah. No, he shot the kid and the kid lived. And it's insane what he got charged with. Right. Okay, so you kneel somebody murder. Down, you get behind them, and you shoot them in the back of the head.
Murder.
What do
one.
You think your intention is?
Yeah, that's
you're gonna kill him.
Yeah, that's murder.
He lives, and this guy Harrison faces a host of charges, including aggravated assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of ammunition, carrying a loaded firearm, discharging a firearm within 500 feet of a dwelling, and possession of a firearm and commission of a felony.
What?
Right. Is it because the kid lived? Is it because he's a minister? How do you get away with not being charged with murder when you kneel somebody down and shoot him in the back of the fucking head?
You said
that's
he
insane.
Lived?
He's expected to live, I guess, as of this story. But yeah, he was still living when I don't know. Maybe he gets charged with murder one. If he dies,
attempted murder.
But there should be at least attempted murder. You're right. Yeah.
Definitely for that guy. How did that not make that?
He's expected to live. We can play this. So it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. There was some interesting news from conservatives as well. In Texas.
Is it crazy?
No, it's a little bit of sanity. Well, Ted Cruz, he was somebody who was vocally lying. He was vocally critical of Obama for saying that they weren't going to prosecute any cases in states where marijuana is legal. You know, they're not legalizing it. They're just taking it off of the to-do list. And Ted Cruz was one who was vocal about saying that was a mistake. And now he's changing his tune, saying this is a states' rights thing. This is part of the experiment that this country was founded on. And, you know, if they choose to do that as a state, I think that we should butt out of their business.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's
a conservative who's...
Tunes are changing.
Seeing the light, maybe.
Seeing them. They're seeing the money.
Yeah, they're just they're seeing the way the wind's blowing.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it brings more jobs. It fuses more money into the economy. They're seeing it in Colorado. There's going to be money into schools.
Yeah, I think everybody's seeing it.
Well, not everybody. There's still all the lawsuits out there.
Well, yeah.
But Texas State Representative David Simon, he filed a bill on Monday that would repeal the state's ban on growing, possessing, and selling marijuana.
No, he is not fighting for our right.
No, definitely not.
No, you have to listen. God damn it.
Oh, to repeal?
To repeal, yes. He's repealing the ban. Repealing the ban on marijuana in
back
that state.
Fighting for
yeah,
our right.
Back to all back right. to party music.
Okay, the music comes back. Yeah.
For an interesting reason, though. He says that... basically, it's just a plant, and God put it here, and it's not for us to judge why God put to say that it was a mistake. He said there must be.
He's playing the Bill Hicks card. No shit.
Yeah. Let's allow the plant to be utilized for good, helping people with seizures, treating warriors with PTSD, producing fiber and other products, or simply for beauty and enjoyment. All that God created is good, including marijuana. God did not make a mistake when he made marijuana that the government needs to fix.
Yeah, dude, check it out. Like, he's straight up playing the Bill Hicks card.
Hey.
Seem to you a bit paranoid?
Where's Bill Hicks from?
You know what
Texas.
I mean? It's nature. How do you make nature against the fucking law? Grows everywhere, serves a thousand different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake.
Yeah.
Right there.
You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation. There it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day.
Nice.
That was the day I created possums. I leave pot everywhere. That's going to give humans the impression they're supposed to use it. Now I have to create Republicans.
Okay, whatever it takes for you to get to there.
Yeah. I mean,
the guy sounds reasonable, except for the God shit. So
yeah, right.
It's like, I could take God out of his statement and say, you are a sane person.
See, my invisible...
Yeah.
My invisible guy made a mistake.
Okay.
We can't say he's fallible.
Right.
That's what he's really saying. Can't say my invisible guy is wrong.
No, I don't mean like if you just took the word God out of and replaced it with something else. That would be equally insane.
If my pineapple.
Right, my pineapple.
No, what I'm saying is that this representative, if you took out this talk about God, he was just talking about how it was unreasonable because... Well, he mentioned not only just like seizures, which is the CBD, which is the stuff that doesn't get you high, but he was actually talking about soldiers smoking weed to curb their PTSD or help them deal with the stress. All right, last news item then. This was it's another ridiculous story. Huffington Post had Dana Liebelson wrote a story that the headline is, "I've never smoked pot. Here's what happened when I tried to get it legally in D.C. Now, I've had the opportunity to try pot illegally approximately 853 times. I know she says approximately.
Right.
But is that exact number just maybe an attempt of humor, like... who would even, or is this something that you actually think that you can calculate? Like,
right.
I know that I've certainly been offered a lot more than she has probably because I do smoke pot, but how would you arrive at a number anywhere near that?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe she's keeping track. Maybe she had a little pen. I know, Audrey. Right, when
she's got a little black book.
When I got things I want to remember, I whip out my phone and I type, hit the notes thing and I type it in and I save it. It's like having a little notepad on you.
Including but not limited to a hotel room in Reno during a high school orchestra trip, in a van parked out of a dinosaur museum in Montana at 2 a.m. On the Great Ocean Road in Australia as part of a delicious bowl of cookie dough in a Rockville warehouse. Those are all the places where she's been offered weed.
Oh, okay.
Apparently not. It sounds like not to just try it, but to actually purchase some. These all sounded like drug deals.
Out of an ice cream truck going down the street.
Right.
In the back of a van down by the river.
The article kind of goes downhill from there because you're talking about trying to buy weed in some place where it's not legal to buy it. It's just legal to possess and grow it at this point in Washington DC. So her story is based off a false premise that you can purchase weed legally.
Yeah, there aren't any dispensaries open yet.
Yeah. Here's what happened when I tried to get it legally in DC.
Nothing.
Because you didn't fucking grow it, dumbass.
Right.
Just
yeah.
fucking grow it.
Idiot.
No one's just going to be... Just because it's not being... You can have up to, I guess at home, I think it's 4 ounces.
Yeah.
And I don't know, between 6 and 12 plants. I can't remember which one it was, but... just because they're not prosecuting that doesn't mean that people are just giving weed away everywhere.
Right.
And certainly if some weird reporter that I had never met before approached me and was like, I'm trying to get some weed, I'd be like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yep. Not me.
I guess it did. Is there a picture of her?
Yeah, you'd question it then.
Wait a minute. There's a picture. It's really small. I have to see. Here we go. And make a determination.
See if she's worthy. See if you'd sell to her if she walked up to you.
I'm just saying, I can't.
Oh, man. Are you going to have sex with this girl?
I might. We're working it out. Yes. Yes, I would.
Oh, fuck. She looks like Anna Kendrick.
If she started doing the cup thing, she'd totally be Anna Kendrick.
So she was like, do you know where I can get some weed? I'm like, immediately.
Right here. I got something for you.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, she does. She looks like Anna Kendrick, doesn't she?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Who wants a mustache ride? Yeah.
And I totally talked shit about her article. But whatever.
We're sorry. Somewhat not.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at the Weedsman 420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.